Zogt the Mishnah, daf pei aleph amid beis, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Nitme sholem, if the Pesach became tomei, Korn Pesach, the whole Korn Pesach, oy ruboy, or a majority of it, so now it's like psul of kochim shenifsalu, so sarfen oysel, fnei abira, me'atzia hamarocha. So you burn it, lifnei abira, bira means Yushalayim, the halacha of sreifas kochim is that you burn it wherever it's eaten. So since it's eaten in Yushalayim, in the bira, so you burn it in the bira, me'atzia hamarocha. You're allowed to use the eitzim, the firewood of the marocha that you used to burn kochim on the mizbeach. Now, the reason why this is not called me'ila is either pashtus, you can say, because the Pesach, after all, that's nitma, is like kochim shenifsalu, so they don't sreifa, so maybe there's no me'ila on the atzim marocha. And Tosfos says, because leiv bezdin masna aleihem. Leiv bezdin is masna, we'll see soon, that when the makdish, the atzim marocha originally, it's also meant for something like a korban Pesach that became tomei, and you can burn it with the atzim marocha. Nitme miyutoi, but if only a minority of the korban Pesach became tomei, or vahanoisar, or you left over korban Pesach, you didn't eat it, so it's a regular korban Pesach that's tor, but it's noisar. So soif and oisar bechatzri seyen, they burn it in their own home. They're allowed to eat it all over Yerushalayim. So you burn it in your own chotzer, oyal gagoy seyen, or on your rooftop. You have a bonfire on your rooftop. Now the fact that you burn it on your rooftop is, even though it's a whole question later on in the Gemara, if you have to have a makom that's roy lachila, now that's where you burn it. The gagoys will only niskachu. So if they're not niskachu, so then it's not a place to burn. So the teretz is that it wasn't niskachu originally, but after it was niskadish, after the beer was niskadish, then anything that's built is automatically niskadish, including the rooftops. So when you burn it on your rooftop or in your chotzer, then it's me'atzi atzmon. Then you can use the atzim arocha. Then you use atzi atzmon. Dafka, your own wood. Now we'll see the difference in a second. Let's finish the mission first. Hatzaikonim. Tzaikonim were people that were tzorei ayin. They were cheap. They didn't want to use their own atzim. So hatzaikonim, sorfen oysa lefnei abira, bishvil ahonois me'atzim arocha. The tzaikonim, they used to go to the bira because they want to use the atzim arocha. Now we allowed them because we don't want them not to burn it at all. If they're going to have to use their own etzim, they'll end up not doing the ma'aseh sreif at all. So in order to prevent that, we allowed them to use the atzim arocha. Now Tosfos says as follows: Nira hatam. The reason is mishum delev bezin masna aleihem. Lev bezin is masna. That you're allowed to use it. Lefishes kiku lesorfer lefnei abira. Kedei levayshoi. The reason why we made it lefnei abira is in order to be mevayish the people that were metamit. So lo yitichu lohavi etzim mishaloi. They weren't matriachim. The purpose is to mevayish him. Look, you made it, let it become tomei. When it's only miutoi, it's not such a pshia. So that's why they didn't have to mevayish him. He could do it in his home. V'yochel lohonis mishal hekdish. V'chem b'tzaikonim. B'tzaikonim, the ones that were a tzorei ayin, hisnu k'moikein. Only because they were tzorei ayin, they want to burn it for osel de'aveira. So that's why we allowed them to do it. So again, the Mishnah says, if the Pesach nitme sholem, it's a very stark pshia. So sorfen osel fnei abira, you have to mevayishim me'atzei marocha. And it's not called me'ilam because lei bezem masna. Nitme mi'utoi. But if it's only a mi'ut or hanoiser, then sorfen osel b'chatzrein ol gagasein me'atzei atzmon. So they allow them to be burned, even if it's miyutoi lefnei abira b'shil ahonit b'tzatzim arocha. We allow them to use the atzim arocha; otherwise, they won't burn it at all. Even the meit miyutoi. Zokma my time. What's the reason? Again, because they weren't careful about letting the carbon become tomei by ruboi or kuloi. So in order to mevayish, they won't do it again. Bashenkein miyutoi or noisa is not such a pshia. Zok the miri, so they didn't have to mevayish. Nitme miyutoi, frek di gemara ureminu, yitang bi by miyutoi. You use it. Bechatzre sein, me'atze atzmon, ureminu, v'chen mishyotzim Yushalayim. If someone leaves Yushalayim, v'niskan, he remembers, sheyesh biyodo b'sar kodesh. He remembers, he has, let's say, kotche kotchim, which have to be eaten anywhere in Yushalayim. But he leaves Yushalayim, yotzim Yushalayim. As soon as you leave, what does it become? Psul yotze. If he left Tzoyfim, Sefer Midrashi says it's a place that you can see Yerushalayim from there, and from there onward you can't see anymore. So then you left. So Sarfa Bimkoimoi. We're not matrich you to go back. Bimkoimoi, wherever you are, you're not matrich you to go back. Because even though we know that the halacha is that you only burn it b'mokam achila asoy, like it says in the pasuk, Zok Rashi, Sofim koima leitchu lachsa l'sof Yerushalayim. Hoyok pa nisrachi karbe. Va'avgav de kaim lom fel kol sho, b'mokam achila skotchim shom sreif oson, mi b'koidesh b'eis di sorev, we were in matriachim. We let him go burn it where it is, on the spot. However, v'im lav, if he did not pass tzoyfin yet, then Zok Yomorah, daf pebeis omen aleph, choyzer v'sorfoy, lefnei abira, you have to go back. Now, what do we see over here? Here we're talking about, over there it's Mavur, this Bryce is talking about, even by Miyutoi. It says over there, even if you only have a shear of a beya. So what do we see by Miyutoi? It says clearly that you go back, lifnei abira, me'atzei hamarocha. That's the main thing. And that's even Miyutoi. We just said in the Mishnah Miyutoi, you don't use Atzei Marocha, you use Atzei Atzmon. Mm-hmm. And here it says, you go back to the Abirah Me'atzei Marocha. Zogt Rashi in the top, Alma Miyutoi Shenifsa Me'atzei Marocha Namis Afinon. And to the Gemara, Omer Avchome Ba'ukva Loi Kasha. It depends. Kan B'Achsenoi, Kan B'Balabais. Meaning, if a guy is in Achsenoi, he's traveling, so he doesn't have firewood, so then you're allowed to use Atzei Marocha. The Mishnah is talking about a Bala Bayis. You have a home. You have your own firewood. So then, by Miyuta, you use your own firewood. And this is what Tosis brings over here, that not just the Lev Beis Din Master, that Ruboy, you're allowed to use Atzei Marocha, and likewise, Tzaikonim, so Tosis on the bottom, on Omid Beis, that also Achsenoi, Oy B'Achsenoi, Kamina B'Gemoga, they made him like Tzaikonim. So the same thing applies by Achsenoi. So that's the first teretz. The difference is Balabais Achsenoi. Rav Popa Omar Hova Achsenoi. Both are talking about Achsenoi, the Mishnah and this Braisa. I, by Achsenoi, by the Mishnah says clearly use your own water. Can't shlichsik baderech, can't shlichsik baderech. If you started already going on the road, it's a techa to use your own firewood. So lo yat rechur, we're not matrichim. Masha'enken, lo yichsik baderech, so then you use your own water. Rav Zvid Omar, third teretz. Lo ilam kedom mikora, kam b'Achsenoi, kam b'Balabais. So we said the difference is Balabais, you use your own. And Achsenoi not matriach. The difference is Va'af agav de lichzik baderech. Ain't enough to say he's lichzik baderech. Achsenoi came to Leslie since he doesn't have so suu ketzaykonim. They made him like a tzaykonim, like a tzorayin. The tzorayin tzaykonim tzof nois lefnei abirah mishulohon is b'yatzei marokko. So we made Achsenoi even lo lichzik baderech. We made him like a tzaykonim. Now the truth is that really Rashi and Tosis both learned that it's not three terutzim, because the Rav Zvid that says la'olam k'dekom mi'kora kam b'achsenoi kam b'balabais is be'etzim the exact same teretz as Rav Chon bar Ukva. Rav Chon bar Ukva said that the brayse that says that even by mi'utoi yosofim atzei marocha is talking about an achsenoi did not matriach to use his own etzim, and the Mishnah is talking about a balabais, and that's exactly what Rav Chon is saying. That could have come mikora, kam achsenoi, kam balabais. And achsenoi, we never differentiate between hichzik or loichzik baderech, even by loichzik baderech. And achsenoi is always on the road. Even loichzik baderech is not at home. So mele, he's always can use atzei marocha. So that's no different than be'etzem than the first eretz. Zok Rashi, Rav Zvid k'Rav Chome mukim lo. Be'etzem, he holds like Rav Chome. V'ad Rav Popa polik. He's only arguing with Rav Popa. Because Rav Popa says, hova b'achsenoi depends if he's hichzik or lo yichzik. On that, Rav Zvid said no. And achsenoi, even by lo yichzik, is lo yet rechua. V'yoiv time le milsa Rav Chome. Rav Zvid is only coming to explain Rav Chome. The chem of the lesle eitz him shom, since he's in achsenoi, he's traveling, even if he's not hichzik. But if he's be'etzem in achsenoi, he doesn't live here. Asur ke tzakonim, and achsenoi is always like tzakonim, he's allowed to use atzim agocha. V'hichzik bedech de ketonim asisin, lashmin un chazora nokin lo, v'lo mishum eitzim, do it in a lo yichzik. It's irrelevant if he's hichzik or lo yichzik. It's an achsenoi, is always considered that he's allowed, like a tzakonim, and is allowed to use atzei marocha. That's what Rashi learns. So it's not three terutzim, it's Rav Chomes teretz, achsenoi and balabayitz, it's Rav Popes teretz, hoba achsenoi, depends yichzik, lo yichzik, and Rav Zvid is coming to explain Rav Chomes ba'ukva. Tosis is bothered by that. The lashon of le'olam is mashmet new teretz. Rav Zvid says le'olam could come mikach. Le'olam is mashmet new teretz. So Zok Tosis pierce bekuntus. The Rav Zvid le'polig adar avchon ba'ukva. The ain elam mefarish timer. The koshel rivo. The lo metzina b'shul makom shi'omer le'olam k'nei lefarish. Le'olam is only a pirish. That's not mashmet like that. Le'olam is mashmet new teretz. Zok Tosis ain echanami. Rav Zvid is taka new teretz. Just Rav Papa and Rav Chama don't argue. V'nira loy, the Rav Chama ba'ukvi, Rav Papa loy pligi. The Rav Chama ba'ukvi mukla b'achsanoi. The Rav Chama ba'ukvi muki kam b'achsanoi kam b'alabais. Rav Chama ba'ukvi says the Bryce is talking about achsanoi, so mele he's allowed to use atzim agocha, and the Mishnah talking about b'alabais. He has to use his own. V'idi v'idi b'chisik b'derech, and both talking about chisik b'derech. That's how Rav Chama learned. They're both talking about chisik b'derech. But if it's achsanoi, it was not achsanoi, then if you're achsanoi, you have a kabalabais, then be'etzim achsanoi is not like tzakonim. He's like a balabais. And he's not going to use atzim arocha. And it's like ayribo, but we're not talking about in a case where he's not achsanoi baderech. We're talking about that he's achsanoi baderech. The Rav Papa Muki, and Rav Papa says, both talk about achsanoi, and the difference gufa is if he's or not. He's not arguing Rav Chama ba'ukva. He's just talking about the case of lo yichzik baderech. The Rav Zvid polegat avay. Rav Zvid taka argues on both. The kasov and he holds achsanoi shli yichzik osuk etzakonim. Not like we just finished saying that lo yichzik is like a balabais. No, but lo yichzik is always like a tzakonim. That's one way of Tosis learning. Inami zok Tosis, Rav Papa and Rav Zvid pligi alibi de Rav Chama ba'ukva. Rav Papa and Zvid gufa argue how to learn Rav Chama ba'ukva's teretz of kambach snoi kambal abayis. Meaning, Rav Papa sova de Rav Chama ba'ukva agibi hichzik. Rav Papa understood that Rav Chama ba'ukva is talking about hichzik. Ava beloi hichzik, then enich nami d'achsanoi is like balabayis. Rav Zvid sova d'achsanoi afilu lo hichzik asuk etzakonim. Iachsanoi is always like tzakonim. V'daf konok Rav Chama ba'ukva balabayis. And v'meile Rav Chama ba'ukva is talking about Dafka balabayis. Lekashi kamach snoi kam balabayis. Those are the two ways of learning up the three terutzim, which are really two terutzim in the Gemara. Zok Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Bola sar foy bechatzri seyen. Umi atze hamarocha. Let's say he wants to use his own chotzer and use the firewood from the mikdash. Ain't shayman land. That you can't do. Lefnei habira umi atze atzman. Let's say by nitme ruboy. You go lefnei habira. If it's nitme mikdash, you always use your own etzim. But let's say it's lefnei habira umi atze ruboy. And you want to use atze atzman. Vayte ain't shayman lahen. No. If it's ruboy, then you don't go lefnei habira umi atze atzman. So the Gemara explains now. I understand why it's atzim arocha in your own chotzer. You don't listen. Dilma paishin minayu. You might leave over from the atzim arocha and utilize the wood for stam for baking your own food on there. So then it's a meila. Dilma paishin minayu. You leave over. V'osibel demi takola. Elif ne'abira me'atzim atzmon. If it's if ne'abira, if it's nit beruboy, why can't you use your own firewood? Me'atzim atzmon my time aloy. So the Gemara says tutuutzim. Rav Yosef Omar Shalavais Misha Ein Loi. Poshet, a guy that can't afford his own. You have some people coming with their own Eitzim, another person using the Atzim Arocha. So you mean Mavais to people that can't afford it. Shalavais Misha Ein Loi. Now, even though the Gemara a second ago said the whole purpose of going Lifnei Abir is to be Mavais the guy that he was Metamit, suddenly now you're worried about Shalavais. The Pshat is, there's a difference. Over there with Mavaisim that he wasn't Nizar in the Tumas of Pesach, so you go Lifnei Abir. But to be mevayish him that he's a pauper, that we're not looking to do. Very delicate difference. To be mevayish the guy that he was metamed the boss or come back lifnei avira. But to be mevayish him that he's poor, mechateisa, shalavayish mishayin loy. So one teretz is the reason why you don't use atzi. Atzma not to mevayish the guy that can't afford it. His own. Rova oma b'pnei achshad. B'pnei achshad means, b'shum chshad, shalachas refosin machzirin moysere eitzim l'tech beison. They'll bring back the atzi marocha. People, it's really the Atzei Atzmon. People think it's Atzei Marocha. Back to the home. You're stealing. So that's the two reasons. Again, why can't you use Atzei Atzmon by Nitma Ruba on the Bira? One teretz is because of the Levayish Misha Einloi, that this guy can afford this, why can't you Mavayish the paupers? Robert says, Chshad, it's your own. You bring it back home. You bring it back home. So it looks like you're taking the Atzei Marocha. What's the Nafkin really? Two reasons. My benayu, ike benayu, the icy koni v'cheyusa, the lechazin magocha. Let's say I bring type of firewood that's not going for the magocha. the hainu, twigs. That's not what the Marocha had nice logs. If I bring small twigs, so over there, if I'm going to bring that back home, no one's going to be choshed me, I'm taking the atzma Marocha. It's obviously my own. For Raya, these are small little twigs. So if it's because of chshat that you bring it back home and people think it's atzma Marocha, when you bring your own koni, so then there's no chshat. But if the vart is levayish mishayin loy, you be levayish to people that don't have their own twigs. So matter the reason would still apply. So now we bring another memra that's also the same achleikus Rav and Rav Yosef. Is it chshad or is it shlul levayish? The Rosh Hashanah used to take the Kohanim that are Tomei and put them in front of the Shaar Mizrach where everyone walks by to show that you're Tomei. You weren't careful, even Valkeri. Not because you're lazy and you're doing your own work at home and that you didn't come and work as a Kohen. Rosh Hashanah is Tomei al Shaar Mizrach. My time is the same reason. Omer Rav Yosef, Kedei Levayshon. One is Kedei Levayshon. Before we said Rav Yosef, Shloi Levayshon. But here it's Kedei Levayshon. To be Levayshon that is Tomei. Rava Omar b'bnei achshad. Otherwise, people will be choshed. This is the second Rashi. They'll be choshed. The reason why I'm not working is because I'm busy doing my own work, and avodas kohen is not important enough for me. My b'nai, what's the nafkamina? Ikaminayu mefanki. Mefanki means a guy that doesn't have a job. A guy is bottle doesn't have a job, so no one's going to be choshed that he's not coming because he's working. He doesn't have a job, so it's not that there's no reason to bring him. Inami. If the reason is because of a levayshon, you still got to bring him, even though he's jobless. You got to levayish him. That look, he's tomei. Inami the kagod l'shishuga. His job is such a minimal job. He takes ropes and he turns them and takes strings and turns them into ropes. So for that, nobody's choshed him that he didn't come to the avodah because he's turning ropes, turning strings into ropes. What? That's not a job. It's such a menial job. He's not staying home because of that. So Mela al chshad that he's busy doing his own work, there's no reason. But al slavayshon, there's still a reason. So we see a similar machlokes, even though Rav Yosef before said shelo levayish, here he says kedei levayish. But the same similar machlokes is a levayish or chshad. Zog the Mishnah, haPesach sheyotza or shenitma. If you have a korban Pesach that was yotza or nitma, yisorif miyads. Zog Rashi, what are we talking about? HaPesach Shenitma Shiyotza Yisor Miyad Ba'ar Bosor. We're talking about on the 14th, before the Achila. The Korban Pesach, that was Yotza. The Ein Tzoch La'Shoyisa Ad HaBoker, you can burn it right away. The fact that it was Yotza, it left out of the Mokum that you're supposed to eat it, Psul Yotza. So, you have to burn it right away, Psul Kochim. Or Nitma, it became Tomei, Yisor Miyad. Zog Rashi, Bar Bosor. The ain't Zog Lashoy Sar. You have to wait for the morning, like usual, Noiser. Shall Shishosor, Shet Uber to Rosoy, to wait till then, the Hanu Laila Echod. Umiu be Yontav Lamatisor, you can't burn it on Yontav itself. Kriyav Le Kamon, they ain't serving Kotchum Yontav. So on Yontav itself, the next day, you don't have to wait. And the 16th, you don't have to wait either for Uber Tsura. But you can burn it on the 14th itself. So again, when it's a Psul, in the guf, meaning nitma or yotza, so then you serve miyad. You don't have to wait for ibutzura. You burn it right then and there. HaPesach yotza shnitma yisarv miyad. However, nitma habailim or shemesu. If the bailim, which is a zaitika psul, the bailim became tomei, or the bailim died, so then to ibutzura say. Then you have to wait for ibutzura. Ibutzura means you have to wait for the following day. It's really machlokes in Rishonim. Does ibutzura like a din noiser? You have to wait till it becomes nicer. So if someone is eaten for 2 nights, you have to wait for 2? Or it means any 1 night that elapses. Or some say ibitzu means it totally has to change texture. So there's more than even 2, whatever it takes. But the point is, when it's a psul aguf, nisar miyad. When it's a psul azaitik psul, then to ubitzu rosa, you wait.
What's to ubitzu rosa?
To ubitzu rosa means you wait overnight, so the face changes, the texture of the meat. The meat is going to not be the same fresh meat, starting to look moldy. So that's tu b'tzurasoi, and that's when you do it. So either is the vort, the din noiser, you have to wait whatever noiser is. Sometimes it's 2 nights, depends on shlomim. Or you have to wait 1 night. Some say you have to wait total ibitzurasoi, you have to wait 2 weeks, whatever amount it takes. But the point is, it's not a psul aguf that you saw in miyad. It's a zaitik psul. So in Pesach, she also said, Osha Nitma, Yisar Miyad, then right away. Mashek and Nitma Abaylam, Osha Meisa, Tu B'Tzugosoy, V'Yisar B'Shish Osar. Like we said, Ain't Sofren Kotcha Miyontif. Rabbi Yechman Breuka argues on this, and he says, Afzei Yisar Miyad, even by Psul Abaylam, it's considered like a Psul Aguf. What's the pshat? Why is it Yisar Miyad? Why is it considered like a Psul Aguf? Lifish Ein Loi Oichlin. Dr. Meiri, since Achilas Psochim, it's ma'akev as according to him, not like a nosen. It's ma'akev, so ma'mele it's like a psula guf, just like the behemah became tomei, or it was let's say yotza is a psula guf. Likewise, when the bailim cannot eat, it's like a psula guf because since the achil is ma'akev, the yerushim break holds it's a psula guf and it's yisar miyad. That is a very geshmak of biskurov and sefer. What do you say?
What's the reason for obaturasa?
Hold on 1 second. What's the reason of what? The reason is because you don't, it's a bizoyin of kochim to burn it when it's stam. I'm burning it, so then you have to burn it because it's the way it looks, you got to burn it. But stamazoy to burn it is a bizoyin. Something that is a psula guf, so then you don't need ubitsurasoy, you have to burn it right away. But if it's not a psula guf, it's a bizoyin. It's not a psula guf where you stam taking a blowtorch and burning heilig kochim. So tubitsurasoy, it's ready a leeway. Now, there's a very geshmak of Biskurov in stencils. He says as follows. Rashi said, we're talking about Pesach Shenitma when? Barbosor. And Mamele, you don't have to wait for the next day. You don't have to wait for the 16th. Ain't something Kotcha Miyontov. You can do it on the 14th.
Right.
So, Rashi learns that we're talking about that it left Yerushalayim. It left the Makom of the Achila. There are others that learn, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis learns, that we're talking about on Leil Tezvov. Leil Tezvov means the night of the Seder. The Seder by night, you know what the called Psul Yoitz is? It left the home. Since every Chabura eats it, Leminuyim, in their home, once it leaves the home, it's a Psul like Yoitzah on Leil Tezvov. Not Yudalit, but on Tezvov. Now, the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka says that we're talking about, like Rashi says over here, on Yudalit. So what's the pshat? It's the Rambam is choizer from what he said in Pirush Mishnayis, extends the Biskurov as follows. That when it's yotza on Yudalad, that's called the psul yotza bekochim. That's a psul aguf. That's a psul koidish. Because that's a korban shiyotza. Mashenken yotza of korban Pesach on Leil Tezvov, that's a yotza in the psul achila. That's not a psul in koidish. That's a psul achila. Meaning it left from the chabura of the people that eat it. He compares it similar to if you shech the animal that's pregnant and the uber is yotza, he's hoitzi yodoi. So now you can't eat the uber because the shechita is not chal on that because it was yotza. So just like over there by an uber that sticked out his hand before the shechita, it's nesa b'achila because that's considered a psul achila. So to an lelta as well, it's like a psul achila. But that is not going to be considered a psul aguf. And that's what the Rambam was taka choyza in the yad. Because we're talking about that it's a psul aguf, a psul kodesh, not a psul achila. So that's why it's dafka yudalad and not tezvov. Now the truth is, the etzem din that you burn it, is yisav miyad is mashma on yudalad. Because on tezvov it's ain't something kotcha miyantiv. So you have to wait. So the whole miyad is not miyad. Miyad means after yantiv. So that's why it's a mashma, it's taka like rashi. Zokhtamar bishle mitomek siv. It says clearly in the pasuk that a tomei you have to burn. It's a psula guf. V'abos ashi yigah b'chol tomei lo ya'ochel b'eish yisorev. It's a fair pasuk. B'eish yisorev b'chol tomei. So tomei is a psula guf. However, ele yoitza min olon. Where do we know that yoitza is a psula guf that you have to burn it? So gemara dechsev. It says as follows. This pasuk is referring to by shmina lemiluim after misas not of aviu. So Aaron and his sons, the remaining sons, brought chatois. They brought a sorry chatos of Rosh Chodesh, Shmin Lemiluim. They brought a sorry Nachshon, and they brought a sorry, they were mitzvah to bring another sorry. So what happened was that they didn't eat it, they burnt it. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked Aaron, why did you burn it? Zok the Pasuk, Heinu uves dom ala kodesh pnima. It wasn't a chatos chitzoyna that you brought pnima inside, so it's a psula guf, just like you're not bring out, you're not bring in either. To kodesh HaKadoshim. So Heinu uves dom ala kodesh pnima. If that's the case, why didn't you eat it? Why did you burn it? Is it because it entered inside and it's a chitzoina? Amalai, Shemachutz and Mechitzas and Yotza. Maybe because it left the Mechitzas. And that's why. Amalai Lav, Bekoidish Haisa. It was in the Kodesh. Amalai, I Bekoidish Haisa. Vehein Lahuva has Dom Alachodesh Pnima, Maduela Echaltim Oisa. So Moshe told him, I was there, why don't you eat it? What do we see from this pasuk? Michlal, the nafka, if it goes out, inami, ayel doma lifnim, basrei fahi. We see that kochim that go out or go in when they're not supposed to go in, it's a basreifa and it's a psulaguf. Zog the Gemara, bishleima nitma, so goli achmona bekochim kalim, kochim bekochim kochim. By nitma, the pasuk, is talking about kochim kalim. If kochim kalim become tome and have to be burned, so kolshkein or there's a gear, so who are then kochim kochim? Ela yoitza by yoitza that we just posted that we bring by Moshe and Aaron by Shmini Lemiluim ashkon kochim kochim, but you wouldn't know Pesach. The Mishnah is talking about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is kochim kalim. Ela yoitza ashkon kochim kochim. Our Mishnah says nitma yoitza it's a psula guf. Well, yoitza. We only find the pasuk of Moshe and Aaron is kochim kochim, kochim kachim menolin. How do you know kochim kalim? Zog the Gemara v'su. We'll continue this tomorrow. The Gemara brings the mekor of the psukim of the psul of Yotzer.